This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey everyone, Seven Lamb has recently partnered with Voyage Media to produce a new anthology audio drama series called Fever Dreams, A Pulp Collection. Each episode is its own story, ranging from a multitude of genres such as horror, thriller, mystery, and science fiction. The newest episode is out right now, and it's called The Portal. This sci-fi thriller features Seven Lamb's very own Jack Austin. So if you're looking for some new audio stories to listen to, visit feverdreamspodcast.com or search for Fever Dreams wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks.
Will you hurry up already?
I had to wait for it to be done, Ed.
You make me a cup?
Doing it now.
I don't need a top.
Then here.
Ah, there it is.
Here you go, Deputy.
Where's the sheriff? Still trying to talk to her?
I guess. He wanted to go in alone. You know. She's nervous and all.
What are we supposed to do?
What do you mean?
I mean, she's taken up one of the rooms.
Ed!
What?
We have an ambulance on the way. Just wish she would say something.
What about, Special Agent Carter?
Yeah. I talked to him. He's on his way, too. Thank you for this.
You're welcome. I stared at the door to room 5. I didn't end up finding the girl last night. Not right away, anyway. It happened early this morning. Brody found her huddled near the maintenance shed, mumbling to herself. He woke me, and I instantly called the cops. I helped lead her to room 5, so she could be more comfortable rather than lying in the dirt. When the sheriff and Deputy Stock arrived, they tried talking to the girl.
She's still mumbling to herself?
No, but she wasn't saying anything at all.
It's her, though, right? One of the missing teens?
Yeah. This Carter faxed over a photo. It's her. Her name's Honey Thomas.
She ain't the one he was looking for.
He was looking for all 3 of them, Ed.
I'll be right back, okay? Just rest.
How'd it go in there?
She won't talk. Not a peep.
Here you go, Sheriff.
Well, thank you, Mayor. Much appreciated.
I handed him his coffee. He took the top off and blew over the top before taking a sip. We all turned our attention to the girl who we could see through the window. She was staring straight ahead.
You turned the TV on in there?
No.
Then what the hell is she staring at?
Nothing. She's been staring off the whole time.
That's fucking creepy.
Where's the ambulance?
On their way.
What the hell's taking them so long?
They got turned around.
Are you serious?
I was able to help clean her up a bit. She had tons of scratches and bruises all over her arms and legs and face.
She's a mess.
We all stood in awkward silence for a few moments, just watching her. But she didn't move.
Your guy Brody, he's still here?
Yeah. Want me to go get him?
I just need him to fill out some paperwork.
Shit. Do we have to do that too?
It'd be helpful.
Let Mayor handle that shit. I didn't even see the girl until Mayor woke me up.
Hey.
What?
She looked over here. Everyone turned their attention back to the window. But once again, the girl was staring straight ahead.
I think you're seeing things, Mayor.
No, she looked over here.
I don't know what else to do. I say we wait for the ambulance and this FBI agent to get here.
Can I talk to her?
What?
Can I try talking to her?
I don't know, Mare. I think we need to wait.
Please. I looked to Ed, then the girl, and to the sheriff. He shrugged.
All right. Go ahead. But I'm going to be right outside the room watching the whole time.
Want me to go in with you?
No.
Ed, you stay out here.
Seeing her sitting there staring at a blank TV reminded me of the night Ed had hit me after our drunken spat several months ago. I remembered the awkwardness that was the next morning and how he didn't even seem to remember it. But I did. I remembered sitting there, contemplating the relationship and wondering what I should do. Hi there. I'm back. Instead of sitting across from her, I sat next to her on the other bed, facing the same way as her. I looked over, but she didn't move, as if she didn't even notice me. So, I know the sheriff and even the deputy have tried talking to you, and you don't really want to talk, and that's fine. But I figured I'd come in here before the ambulance gets here. They'll take care of you, and a lot better than I did. Her head bowed a bit.
And I just was wondering if you wanted to let anyone know about your friends. You see, about a week ago, a man came to the inn, an FBI agent. Not sure if the sheriff mentioned that to you, but this agent asked if we'd seen you or your friends, mentioned you being runaways. And the fact that you're runaways tells me that that's why you don't want to really talk to the police, which makes sense.
She moved a little, but continued to now stare at the floor. Outside, I could see the three guys pretending to chat to each other while they looked our way. So I just wanted to ask if you were okay. And if you're worried about the cops bringing you back home. If you're worried about going back to your family. If you're worried that maybe...
Not.
I couldn't believe it. I didn't move. I didn't want to startle her. You're not worried about going back home?
Not now.
Because something happened? Huh? Were you in an accident?
It wasn't an accident.
Oh, but you're hurt. You got hurt somehow. She nodded and closed her eyes. Did somebody do that to you? She nodded again. Did someone attack you? She continued nodding. I know this is hard, but if you're able to, you should tell them who did this to you so they can find the person.
I know where they are.
You do?
I know where they both are.
That's when I felt a sinking feeling. Was she talking about her friends? Wait, did a friend do this to you? She nodded and closed her eyes, again trying to fight back tears.
They attacked me. They attacked both of us.
He did this to you? Your friend? But she stopped to face me finally.
No, not him. Taylor didn't do this. Sheila did.
What?
Sheila killed him, and she tried to kill me.
I didn't know what to do. I wanted to get the sheriff, but I was wondering if she would shut down again. But you said you know where they are.
I do.
Both of them?
Yes. Sheila said too. I killed her. I had to.
Behind her, out the window, I could see the ambulance pulling up. The sheriff and deputy now made their way towards us. Honey, they're going to help you now, okay?
She said I was gonna die too.
Your friend?
Right before I killed her. She told me this is just the beginning.